Okay, so in the sugya of Birchos Kriyat Shema, we started off by developing basically different mahalachim in terms of what is the nature of the Birchos Kriyat Shema. The first approach as we developed was that the Birchos Kriyat Shema were Birchos HaShevach. Okay, so approach number one, that the Birchos HaShevach. The second approach we developed was that the Birchos Kriyat Shema are either only Birchos HaMitzvah or at least partially Birchos HaMitzvah. So again, approach number one is that they're Birchos HaShevach. Approach number two is that they are Birchos HaMitzvah. With that background, I'd like to now go into really two potential nafkamina between whether the Birchos Kriyat Shema are Birchos HaShevach or Birchos HaMitzvah. The topic for today is going to be the nafkamina of whether you will ever have situations where you can fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema without the surrounding Birchos Kriyat Shema. So again, is there an opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema without the Birchos Kriyat Shema? So now let's just think about it, right? What is the only approach which is going to allow you to possibly fulfill the mitzvah without the Birchos Kriyat Shema? Only if you say that the Birchos Kriyat Shema are Birchos HaShevach. Because as we know, if it's a Birchos HaMitzvah, so then whenever there is a mitzvah that requires a Birchos HaMitzvah, so then you can't do the mitzvah without the Birchos HaMitzvah, which functions as some type of matir. However, if you think that they're Birchos HaShevach, then there's at least a tzad to say that the Birchos HaShevach are independent, and therefore, although l'chatzchila, you're supposed to accompany the mitzvah with the Birchos Kriyat Shema, but there will be situations where you can do the mitzvah independently of the brachas. Yeah.
Is this in terms of not being guilty without the bracha, or just not having a surah where
At least lechatzchila. Will there ever be a situation where we say, even lechatzchila, you can go ahead and fulfill the mitzvah without the Birchos Kriyat Shema? From a Bidi Eved Ma'akiv standpoint, because the brachas are only midrabanan, again, we'll get to that tosis later, but presumably the brachos d'rabbanan are not going to be ma'akev, the mitzvah d'oraisa, but we're talking about, are there ever situations where we're going to say, lichatzchila, do the mitzvah without the brachos? So if it's a birchos ha-mitzvah, you should never find such a situation. However, if it's a birchos ha-shevach, so then possibly you could find such situations. So now in terms of this issue, there are going to be two general mahalachim. The first mahalach of Makoros, is going to be that you can recite Kriyat Shema without the Birchos Kriyat Shema. So again, this is, right, the following set of Makoros are going to establish that under certain circumstances, you can do the mitzvah without the Birchos Kriyat Shema. As we pointed out, that would seem to point in the direction of Birchos HaShevach. Yeah. Even Lechatzchila, in certain circumstances. Okay? In certain circumstances, Lechatzchila, you can even do this. Oh. So the first Makor for this is the Gemara and Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So everyone please turn to Yud Gimel Amud Beis. This is the famous story that we've seen before about Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, right, in the middle of giving shir. So again, you see Tanur Rabbanan. Anyone see Tanur Rabbanan? It's like three middle lines down. Sorry, the third to last of the middle lines. It says Tanur Rabbanan Shema Yisrael. You got it, Benny? Oh, yeah, go for it. Right, so the first pasuk is the presumably the Kriyat Shema, at least Da'oraisa of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Right? Rav says to Rabbi Chiya, we were seeing Rebbe in a shir, and he seems not to have stopped. It seems like he didn't perform the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. No, you missed it. Do you remember that he took a little break during shir and he covered his eyes? At that point, he was saying the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema and being Yotze Kriyat Shema. But what's clear from this Gemara? What comes out? What didn't he do? He didn't say the brachos. So this is the first raya from the Gemara that you can have a situation, you're in the middle of a shir, where we say you can do the mitzvah, right, without the birchos Kriyat Shema. Yeah. So we'll get, that's the following Gemara. The following Gemara, but what did he do later? Did he later repeat Kriyat Shema and the Brachos? But at the very least, everyone agrees that at that first point during Shir, all he did was said the first, he was Yotze the Mitzvah Kriyat Shema without the Brachos. Yeah. No, no, but again, we're going to see, we'll see the other Mahalach who's going to, you know, reject this riot. At the end of the day, from this Gemara, you see that in certain circumstances, you can have a case where we say, B'chiyah Gamla, go ahead and say Kriya Shema without the brachos.
There's no less of a chiyah than the third paragraph, according to this Gemara.
Again, if you think that you need to say the brachos alongside the Kriyat Shema, so then you're going to have to reinterpret this Gemara. So what comes out of this Gemara is that there's a situation where you are performing the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, the Oraisa, without the brachos. That's an important right. Yeah.
It doesn't really say whether you don't have Shema after brachos mitzvah.
What?
It doesn't really tell us whether it's brachos Shema after brachos mitzvah.
Again, yeah, why not?
The same reason that you wouldn't take this Christmas Shabbat is to ensure you can also say you won't be able to
Okay, but in the end of the day, if you thought that there was a problem, if you take the Birchos HaMitzvah approach, then presumably there's a problem to do the mitzvah without saying the brachos.
There is a problem, but it's just saying sure. You can't
unclear if that would also override that Isser. Well, theoretically, it could, but again, we'll see the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah is going to take that approach and say, oh, don't bring a riot from here because of things that you just said. But if the Pasha is without the Ra'ah, the Pasha says, yeah, it's okay to, right, in bitty-ebit situations, it's totally okay to, and you'll see, certain Rishonim are going to extrapolate from here to other types of situations which are not exactly the same. So if you extrapolate from this case to other cases, so it sounds like, yeah, because it's fine to do the mitzvah without the Birchos Kriyat Shema.
Are you saying just pashtas like normally? It's just more. It's harder to say if it's a birkas mitzvah to skip the birkas mitzvah than
yes.
To skip the
prayer. Yes. Yes. Okay. That's riot number one from the Gemara. Riot number two comes from Rashi at the beginning of the Masechta. Right. This famous Rashi. Again, we can even do it outside. Right. Ezra, what's the shita of Rashi here? What's the case?
You daven rarely, so you repeat only the first paragraph of Kriyat Shema.
Exactly. So Shitas Rashi is, you say Kriyat Shema Birchosa at Maariv, but you're only fulfilling the mitzvah de Oraisa of Kriyat Shema, Lamita. At that point, Alpi Pashas, according to Rashi, right, is, Ezra, is the person repeating Birchos Kriyat Shema?
No.
So again, this is even a stronger Raya, right? David, you agree with this? Right? Stronger Raya over here, theoretically, you could say a Birchos HaMitzvah beforehand, as you'll see other people do, but yet, Rashi says, you already said your Birchos Kriyat Shema and Maariv, and even though right now you're fulfilling the mitzvah de Oraisa of Kriyat Shema, you could do the mitzvah alone without the brachos beforehand. So Rashi, again, clearly adopting this first Mahalach, that you could fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema without the Birchos Kriyat Shema. Why is this Rashi L'shitasa? Where does Rashi say it's Birchos HaShavach? Exactly. If you remember Rashi on Yud Aleph, right, on the Mishnah, of the right, Mishnah which introduces the Birchos Kriyat Shema, Rashi there quotes the Deah in the Yerushalmi, which characterizes the Birchos Kriyat Shema as Birchos HaShavach. Right? It says, the first Rashi in the Mishnah, Eliel, do you have it? On Yud Aleph? Right? So Rashi L'shitasa works out very nicely. Same Rashi who seems to understand Birchos Kriyat Shema as Birchos HaShevach is totally fine on Daf Beis with saying, yeah, B'chiyah Gavna, you said your Birchos Kriyat Shema early, you're Yotzei Birchos HaShevach. Oh, even though now Kriyat Shema Mitzvah, you're being Yotzei the Mitzvah, it's fine. You don't have to accompany it with Birchos Kriyat Shema. Fine. The next Raya, that you can have certain circumstances where the Kiyam HaMitzvah comes without the Birchos Kriyat Shema. And that comes up in the famous tour. The tour in Siman Mem Vav, it's on the Mar Mekomo sheet. Famous tour. If you see that the Tzibur is running late, right? This idea of being Yotzei with the Shema during Tevilas HaShachar. Ephraim, do you have it? Source number one? Oh, yeah, so you would say that and be mechavin, continue. Yidei chavas, Kriyat Shema.
Earlier.
Exactly. So this famous Rabbi Yehuda Chasid says that you can fulfill the mitzvahs Kriyat Shema during Tefillas HaShachar, even though, what are you lacking? You're lacking the brachos. Oh, and he brings a raya from Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. So there are really two assumptions of this Rabbeinu Yehuda HaChasid. One assumption is what's the shear of Kriyat Shema D'oraisa? First pasuk. The second assumption is that it's fine to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema without the Birchos Kriyat Shema. So it's ironic, he brings a raya from Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. The pashtus, what does he bring a raya for? Which assumption? It sounds like the first assumption that Kriyat Shema D'oraisa is limited to pasuk Rishon. But it happens to be that same Rabbi Yehuda Chasid is also a raya to the second assumption that there are situations where you can fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema without the Birchos Kriyat Shema. Okay? So, David and Eliel, do you see how, yes, the Gemara itself, you could say, oh, there was crazy counter pressure there, but you see from these Rishonim at least, that they're extrapolating from there, that yeah, it's fine, right, to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema without the Birchos Kriyat Shema. For Rashi, by Kriyat Shema Lamita, here, the opposite when you're doing it early, and in those cases, theoretically, in certain circumstances, you could have said the brachos, but yet they say, you don't have to, presumably because they're extrapolating from that Gemara and saying, look, in certain circumstances, right, you can fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema without the Birchos Kriyat Shema. Yeah?
Do we ever have any times when somebody says you can fulfill a mitzvah with that normally has a bracha for a Birchos mitzvah without that Birchos mitzvah?
That's a good question. That'd be a great place to look, right? How much counter pressure do you need to fulfill a mitzvah? Again, the one that comes to mind, the case is of Suffolk. But there's no chiv. There, meaning, there, like, especially, again, that was the Machlokas Rambam Ravid. If you take the Rambam's approach that you're b'chai gavna, that you're not chayiv in the bracha, so there's a situation where you're doing the mitzvah, which generally has a birchas a mitzvah, without it. But there, the Chachamim are telling you not to do it. You really have to look at places where there, the chiv to say the birchas a mitzvah is in place, but yet we allow you to do the mitzvah. I have to look into that.
That's it. Brachas derabanan, so I would leave it off. Like the other parshios also are derabanan. We say, yeah, just leave those off.
Like, yeah, 100%.
What's going on?
Yeah, that'd be a great place. Yeah, that'd be a great place. That would be a great place to look. But just to point out the Mishnah Berurah here, right? And source number two, David, would you mind? Source number two. Right, the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out this idea is only if the tzibur is not going to make it in time. Because even this approach, which says that you could do Kriyat Shema without the brachos, even it admits that lechatzchila, you're supposed to put them together, as we pointed out, even the purest Birchas HaShevach approach, which sees them as independent, it's not completely independent. Obviously, lechatzchila, they come together because, right, like we were saying, because the brachos highlight the themes of Kriyat Shema itself. So no matter what, lechatzchila, you should put them together. The question is, but if there's some counter pressure, right, and the question is, when there's some counter pressure and it's not so easy, or you know, or maybe it's impossible to do the Birchos Kriyat Shema, is there going to be a situation where you're going to do the mitzvah without the brachos? So far we have the Pashas Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi on Yigimel Beis. We had Rashi on Taf Beis Amen Aleph. We have this tour, and I should point out this tour is paskin by the Rama on the spot. This is a halacha. We'll get to the Rama later, and then there is one last makor. For this idea of being comfortable, right, having the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, right, be fulfilled without the Birchos Kriyat Shema. And that comes back to a rokeach that we quoted a couple of shiurim ago, right? So this rokeach is then quoted by the Beis Yosef and then the Ramah. So source number three, let's look at the Ramah's citation of the rokeach. We did this when we were doing the sugya of Smichas Gula Tzfila. As you'll see, the rokeach is a raya that the koveya for Geula, the Inyan Smichos Gula Tefillah, is the Birchos Kriyat Shema and not the Mitzvos Kriyat Shema. So let's look at, now for our purposes, the Rokeach quoted by the Rama. Pinchas? So the case is where Sosman Kriyat Shema is coming, right? Coming up, you have 5 minutes, you don't have time to say both Kriyat Shema and the Amida. So right, so you're dachuk, you're running out of time, you don't have time to daven after Kriyat Shema. So what should you do? So right, so it sounds like he's saying, what do you think it's saying? What does it sound to you like he's saying? You should say Kriyat Shema, and it sounds like you're even saying the first bracha, right? But the fact he says, and wait for the rest of the brachos, sounds like you say the first two brachos, you say Kriya Shema, but then you wait for Gal Yisrael until you're ready to daven later. Riyamtin lo mashar ha-brachos, i.e. the Gal Yisrael, ad shi yispalo, until you're ready to say the Shemona Esrei, right? And then you'll say Gal Yisrael and daven. So from the perspective of the Smichos Gula Tzvila, this is important because in this case, you're only being masmech, you're only being somech, the tzvila to the bracha of Gal Yisrael, right? You said Kriya Shema an hour earlier, yet he thinks you fulfill Smichos Gula Tzvila. But that's not our Indian for now. Our Indian for now is, right, is there a raya from here that you can fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema without the Birchos Kriya Shema? So based on the Ramah, does it seem like there's a raya? No, because it sounds like you at least did the first two. You're just waiting to say the last one. But look at the way the Magen Avraham, I would say, reinterprets the Rokeach. Pentecost, you're doing a great job. Source 4. So he says, is it possible that you're being mafsik in the middle of Birchos Kriya Shema? That you said the first two and Kriya Shema, and now you're being mafsik for an hour before finishing the rest of the brachos? That doesn't make sense. So this is very important. The Magen Avraham's, I would say, reinterpretation of the Rokeach is that Bechia Gavna, where you don't have time to both say Kriyat Shema and Amida, you say Kriyat Shema alone, and then you repeat Kriyat Shema Obirchosel later to be Masmech Gu'ula Litzvila. So according to, I would say, the Magen Avraham's version of the Rokeach, you have another situation where we allow you to say Kriya Shema alone without the brachos. So, two aros. Number one, it doesn't sound like this is the Pashup Shah in the Rokeach. For sure, according to the Ramah's interpretation of the Rokeach, no. You said the first two brachos beforehand, so there's no raya necessarily from the Rokeach himself. And I looked at the Rokeach himself, is ambiguous about it. But for sure, the Ramah himself, interpretation is not this way, but at least according to Magen Avraham's interpretation of the Rokeach, right, it emerges that you have a situation where you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema without the Birchos Kriyat Shema.
Would the Birchos Kriyat Shema involve the three ones, also the ones before
Kriyat
Shema, also?
I mean, Yotzer or Avraham? Yeah, for sure, that's conclusive.
Like, those aren't, but the Rokeach didn't say that those have to be.
No. For Smichos Gula Tzvila, only Gal Yisrael is the Koveya. But I'm saying, but for our Sugya, we're trying to figure out, are you doing the mitzvah without the surrounding brachos? So, according to the Ramah's version, no, you at least did the first two. And presumably this, but according to the Magen Avraham, yeah, you're doing Kriya Shema alone without the brachos. But then it's fascinating, when even according to the Magen Avraham, when you later, right, you know, what do you have to make up? You already said Kriya Shema, so presumably you should only have to make up the brachos. But from the perspective of the brachos, he says, you need to repeat Kriya Shema, which is fascinating. So Kriya Shema, we'll get back to this later, right? So from the perspective of Kriya Shema could be alone, but the Birchos Kriya Shema can't be alone. That's an important chilek, which we'll get back to tomorrow.
We also know that the Magen Avraham Shita is that the Birchos HaShevach because of what he argued against the Gesem.
Ooh, I like that. I didn't think of that. That's very good. You're saying Magen Avraham l'shitaso, very good. Right, the Magen Avraham rejects the Kesem Mishnah. I should put that down. Right, the Magen Avraham l'shitaso to rejecting the Kesem Mishnah. So background for those, right, the Kesem Mishnah famously says that the fact that you can recite the Birchos Kriyat Shema all day shows that Mida Oraisa, the Zman Mitzvah's Kriyat Shema is also all day. The Magen Avraham says, what are you talking about? There's no Raya. The Birchos Kriyat Shema are Birchos HaShevach. So you can't bring a riot from the Zman of Birchos HaShevach to the Zman of the Mitzvah. So the Magen, beautiful. So the Magen Avraham L'shitaso holds that the Birchos Kriyat Shema are Shevach, and therefore L'shitaso is willing to reinterpret, I would say, the Rokeach to allow you to perform the Mitzvah of Kriyat Shema without the Birchos Kriyat Shema. Excellent. Thank you so much. Elia? Okay, good. So Akan, the first mahalach of Mefarshim, who say that you, under certain circumstances, you can do the mitzvahs Kriya Shema without the Birchos Kriya Shema. So again, you have your Yehuda Hanasi on Yigilon Beis. We have Rashi and Daf Beis. We have the tour of Rabbeinu Yehuda HaChassid in the tour. Then we have the Magen Avraham's interpretation of the Rokeach. You point that out, all these Mekoros work out much better within the Birchos HaShevach approach, which again, for the Magen Avraham, and Rashi is actually, we know, is Lishitasa. Fine. Now let's go to the second Malach, which says that the mitzvahs Kriyat Shema cannot be recited without the Birchos Kriyat Shema. So again, second Mahalach is that you can't perform the mitzvah without the brachos. So again, which approach does this seem to align with? The easiest way to explain this is within which approach? The Birchos HaMitzvah. Right, so for sure, if it's a Birchos HaMitzvah, right, Birchos HaMitzvah generally serves as, like, as some type of matir, that you're not supposed to do the mitzvah without the Birchos HaMitzvah beforehand. Or we pointed out, according to the Rav's Mahalach, that even if the Birchos HaShevach, right, the Rav develops for the Rambam, the takana of the Birchos HaShevach was specifically for you to always accompany the mitzvah with these Birchos HaShevach, because these Birchos HaShevach really highlight the themes of Kriyat Shema itself. So again, this Mahalach, which says you can't do the mitzvah alone without the brachos, the easiest way to explain it is within the Birchos HaMitzvah approach. We pointed out, but it can even work within the Birchos HaShevach approach if you assume that the Ikar Takana of the Birchos HaShevach was dafka to not perform the mitzvah without these brachos, because you need the brachos to really flesh out and highlight the themes of Kriyat Shema itself, as it developed last time, that the theme of bracha number one aligns with the theme of parsha number one, number two with number two, etc., etc. So now let's go through the... Yeah.
So the Rav's Mahalach, the Birchos HaShevach might fit very nicely with the Magen Avraham, just understanding the Keach. That's why you have to repeat the brachos.
Oh, from the Pesach. Yeah. We'll get there from the perspective of the brachos. Yeah. Oh, so now let's go through the Mekoros, which establish that there is, again, that the brachos in some way are ma'akiv, right? That you need to say the brachos in order to do the mitzvah. In some way, that the lack of the brachos are ma'akiv, at least on some level, the mitzvah itself. So the first raya to this is Rav Haigel. Everyone turn to the Rush. Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. And Perek Beis Halacha Aleph is on the opening mission there. We'll just see it in the Rush. Haigon is going to have a fascinating shita that the birchos kriyat shema are ma'akev the mitzvahs kriyat shema. Again, that lashon itself, again, clearly highlights that there's some fundamental connection between the brachos and the mitzvah, and not just that it's completely independent birchos hashavach. Gabriel, oh, you don't have a gemara? Dovi, have a gemara? Oh my goodness! Yeah, Ben, go for it.
From the game?
Yeah.
Right,
so this is the open Israel comes from. A lot of Rishonim are commenting on this Mishnah, because the Mishnah says if you're in the middle of reading from the Torah and you get the Shema and you're mechavin to be yotzei the mitzvah, you're yotzei. Even though, what are you lacking? Even though you're lacking the Berachos Kriyat Shema. That's the context of the comments.
Right,
so you can clear from, you see from here that this Bechiyai Gavna. Right, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema without the brachos. Oh, so this is where the Yerushalmi says, you see the brachos are not ma'akvos. But comes along Rav Haigon. Right, the seder is not ma'akev, this is the reference to Gemara Yud Beis, I'm about to quote, but you really do need to say the brachos. So originally you said it out of order, right? So first you said Avarabba, and you skipped Yotzer Or, but then later on, when this non for Yotzer Or came, you did say Yotzer Or. Exactly. What the Gemara says, when it was said that the brachos are not ma'akev, it doesn't mean that if you didn't say them at all, it's just that the seder of the brachos are not ma'akev. So Alma. Oh, this is the key deal. Right, if the seder is not ma'akev, that sounds like, that means dafka, you said them, but just you said them out of order. But if you didn't say them at all, Rav Haigon is medayik, then it is ma'akev. So this is a very important chilek. We'll see in Tosafot in a moment that how do you square the Yerushalmi with the Bavli? Bavli sounds like they are ma'akev. Yerushalmi says not ma'akev. Chilek between Yachid and Tzibur. Right? The brachos are ma'akev for the Tzibur, but they're not ma'akev for the Yachid. We'll get back to that chilek between Rabbim and Yachid later in Tosafot. But for the moment, you see from Rav Haigon, right, this notion of, at least for the Tzibur, the notion of the Birchos Kriyat Shema being ma'akev the mitzvahs Kriyat Shema. So let's look at the Prima Gadim in Suras number 5, who's going to spell out exactly what does this mean that the brachos are ma'akev the mitzvah. Yeah.
Just a quick question. Why are they trying to square the Bavli and the Yerushalmi?
Good question. I think the, generally, if you could, they try to square them. You try to line them again, unless you have
like
to say otherwise.
It's negative. It comes up with this weird.
That's a good point. He obviously doesn't think it's so strange. But you're right. There's no hechreya that the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are lining. Obviously, he has to be comfortable enough. This chiluk between Yachid and Tzibur to say, yeah, it totally makes sense to say that they're aligning. That's important. There's no hechrech they are aligning, but the Rishonim seem to think that you could align them. So let's see the pre the Gadim. So David, actually Gabriel, do you have this sheet? Source number 5. Right, even though obviously midah oraisa you're yotzi the mitzvah, meaning kichol mitzvos that you perform mitzvah oraisa without the birchos kriyat shema, without the birchos hamitzvah drabban. Of course, it's not going to be ma'akib midah oraisa. Oh, exactly. Okay, stop that, right? So the Prima Gadim is pointing out, when Rav Haigon says that the brachos are ma'akiv, he doesn't mean that it's ma'akiv the kiyam d'oraisa, that'd be very hard to say, right? It's just that, but it is ma'akiv, at least on a drabbana level, the kiyam mitzvah kitzikuna, right? The ideal version of the mitzvah. And again, what does the Prima Gadim seem to compare these birchos kriyat shema to? Exactly. So the Prima Gadim, right, in line with our analysis, who right understands these birchos kriyat shema as birchos hamitzvos, therefore thinks that they're going to be ma'akev, right, the not midah oraisa, but at least midah rabbanan, right, the ideal way to fulfill the mitzvahs. As we pointed out before, if you think that the birchos kriyat shema are birchos hamitzvos, so then it would make sense for there to be a problem to do them, at least midah rabbanan, to do the mitzvah without the brachos. So the Prima Gadim again is confirming our earlier analysis that if you adopt the birchos hamitzvah approach, then there's going to be a problem to do the mitzvah without the brachos. And therefore he's saying, yeah, midah rabbanan, there's some type of ikuv, there's some type of inferior kiyum to the mitzvah because it's lacking the birchos hamitzvah. Prima Gadim, though, does not address the chilah between Tzibur and Yachid. We'll get back to that when we get to Tosos. Yeah.
Is that Pashtus in Reb Haigel?
Which part? That's a Birchos HaMitzvah?
No, that's not Ma'akev.
It's hard to know. Again,
the Gemara in Yud Beis, which says that the Hemisfiatzim and whatever the Brachos are Ma'akev, so all the Rishonim who don't hold the Brachos are Ma'akev will have Dafka to say, well, Yotze Ketikna. But, I mean, Reb Haigel is with that chilah. How do you say that he's saying only Ketikna? He doesn't say that.
So again, I think it's coming. Again, if you take the assumption that generally speaking, which most Rishonim take, that a din d'rabbanan can't be ma'akev kiyam d'oraisa, and that's ruba d'ruba d'ruba d'rishonim. Right. So if you think that, so once you see the Rav Haigon, so then yeah, of course that's what he means. He means midrabbanan. You know, there's something missing from the kiyam mitzvah, but midrabbanan.
It's weird to be mechal between Tzibur and Yochid to say, maybe like that's a big chashma to say for if you're mechal to say.
Yes, yeah, so again, the Prima Gadim is not Mesiachis, it's not Chiluk. We'll have to come back to that when we get to the Nitziv. But in that's a good aura. But again, in terms of, whether it's a Dochak or a Haigon, it's one of those things that if you just assume that a Durabanon can't be Ma'akiv Doraisis, and then of course that's what the Revival is saying.
I was saying, you know, Tosus, it's Tosus, Lish, Tosus, and Sukkah, so that's fine.
I don't think all Tosus hold that way. So I'm not sure.
But you're not forced into saying true, that the Rishon doesn't hold
that. That's true. That's fair. So again, the first Raya that there is a problem to do the mitzvah without the brachos is this Rav Haigon, who says that the brachos are Ma'akiv. Now we're going to turn to Rabbeinu Yonah. Daf Aleph Daf Erif in the Ozva, right? In the Ozva Hadar, it's Amud Beis in the new Dapim. It's a one-liner, right? It's very important that he quotes Rav Amram Gon, right? Rav Amram Gon, and again, it's also quoted in the Rashba on Daf Beis, right? So Rav Amram Gon is quoted again. This is the whole discussion on Daf Beis. Let's say you're saying Kriyat Shema of Birchosel, right? You're basically davening Maariv too early, so you're gonna have to repeat Kriyat Shema later. I don't see the Kasav Rav Amram and the Oz V'Hadar. It's like the bottom of the first column. It's like this beginning of this paragraph. Kasav Rav Amram. You got it, Ezra? It's one liner.
The Kasav Rav Amram Zal Shabisha Shakur Osa Yivarech Asher Kedishanam B'Mesusav Tzivanu Likro Kriyashma.
Very important. It's a very mechudash shita, right? Very mechudash shita of Rav Amram. Rav Amram Gon, and again, it's also quoted in the name of the Riva, right, in the Rashba. So Rav Amram Gon and the Riva holds that when you're repeating Shema after Tzeis, you need a Birchas HaMitzvah. And they're mechadish, this new nusuk of Asher Kedishanam B'Mesusav Tzivanu Likro Kriyashma, a bracha which is not found in Shas. That's what other Rishonim are bothered. But they are obviously holding that you cannot, right, there's a great highlight of the Shita. You can't fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyat Shema without a birchas mitzvah. And therefore, they say, Rashi, you can't just say that, oh, at Kriyat Shema Lamita, you're fulfilling the mitzvah d'oraisa if you don't have a birchas Kriyat Shema there. If you don't have a birchas mitzvah. So Rav Amram and the Rivan clearly hold that, therefore, because you can't fulfill the mitzvah without a Birchas HaMitzvah, therefore they are mechadish, this new Birchas HaMitzvah, to be repeated at Kriyat Shema al Hamita. Fine. But now the question is, yeah.
And according to the Shita,
yeah,
according they would still be Yotze if you repeated Kriyat Shema al Hamita without saying this Bracha.
Yeah, Mita or Raisa, but again.
Yeah, so it's the same thing as Rav Haigel, though.
So yeah. It's the same thing. Yes, it's just a great highlight of that idea. That they are even mechadish this new nusach habracha to say, because you can't do the mitzvah without a berachas mitzvah. So the question is, why don't you have such a lashon of shirkei shabbos and tzivanu generally when you're generally doing berachas kriyat shema?
We have it.
Oh, so the pasha pshat is that why? Because the berachas kriyat shema themselves serve as the berachas mitzvah. So the part, right, so again, if the question is, right, in a typical case where Kriyat Shema is recited with the Birchas Kriyat Shema, why don't you have a Birchas Mitzvah? The typical answer is that you do have it, because the Birchas Kriyat Shema are the Birchas HaMitzvah. So I would say that's the push pshat in Rav Amram Gon, is that, generally speaking, the Birchas Kriyat Shema are the Birchas HaMitzvah. B'chiyah Gavne, where you already said your Birchas Kriyat Shema earlier, you have to say a new Birchas HaMitzvah later. Great question. That's a great question. That's a general question, right, on the Birchas HaMitzvah approach. You'd have to say, because you also want to highlight some of these themes, but it still has the nature of a Birchas HaMitzvah, because this is a mitzvah. You need a Birchas HaMitzvah before him. The Chacham, that's like the Ra'ah. If you remember, like the Ra'ah, who held that they are Birchas HaMitzvah, but he says these are unique Birchas HaMitzvah because, like, they're elongated, right? It's along those lines. You have to say.
Yeah. It's kind of the inverse of Rashi, who says the Birchas HaShevach, who indicates that the Birchas HaShevach, but then you can still be Hatzer from Birchas HaTorah from Abba Rabba, because it's Me'ein Birchas HaTorah. Kind of the opposite.
Uh-huh.
It's essentially Birchas HaShevach, but it's got like a hint of
Okay,
HaShevach.
Interesting.
It's essentially Birchas HaShevach.
A mitzvah with a hint of Birchas HaShevach. Interesting. It's like Shevach themes, but within the tzura of a Birchas HaMitzvah.
Right.
Interesting. Was another. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 I'll run in there. David.
Why can't you just say Abba Rabba or the other Bracha? Like, why can't you just say them later? Like, why can't you say those at the same time?
Presumably because it's a certain tzura to saying all the Kriyat Shema, all the Birchas Kriyat Shema together. And you already said it, yeah.
So when you say them earlier, they have nothing to do with how they have your Shemitzvah Bechal. They have nothing to do with it at all.
Nothing to do with what?
If you say them, according to Ram Gon, you say them your Shemitzvah beforehand, they're detached, so they're basically your Shemitzvah. Why is there any tichel between them and normal your Shemitzvah Shevach?
You're asking how can you be saying Birchos HaMitzvah before there's not a mitzvah? We'll get to an alternative in a moment. But again, we'll get to the Ra'ah. I was going to answer your question, and maybe there's a mitzvah Kriyat Shema Dirabana that you're fulfilling earlier. If you're asking, right, if the Birchas Kriyat Shema recited earlier Birchas a mitzvah, then how can you do that before Zman when there's no mitzvah? So it could be there's a Kriyat Shema Dirabana at that point.
So you would still say you have to say it with a Shema.
Could be, yeah. That's what the Ra'ah is going to say. We'll get to that. Get to that. But the Rav has an alternative understanding of this Rav Amram. And the Rav is a beautiful mahalach. This piece of the Rav is quoted in Eretz HaTzvi, Siman Gimel. So the Rav is a beautiful mahalach. Again, remember, because the Rav Lishitaso, right, understands the Birchas Kriyat Shema as what? As Birchas HaShevach. So the Rav is going to say, oh, really Rav Amram Gon holds that generally Birchas Kriyat Shema are Birchas HaShevach. What does that mean? Later on you need a Birchas HaMitzvah, but here you don't need a Birchas Mitzvah? Oh. So the Rav is a beautiful idea, which is that there are many mitzvos that you'd expect to have the birchas, and this, Yakir, you were asking about this the other day. There are many mitzvos which you would assume should have the birchas mitzvah and don't. And how do you explain all of those? So the Rav has two klalim. One klal is that if the mitzvah itself is a bracha, then that doesn't require a separate birchas mitzvah beforehand. What are the examples? Kiddush, Havdalah, birchas hamazon, right? Right, yes. Why don't you make a birchas mitzvah before reciting Kiddush? Why don't you make a birchas mitzvah before reciting birchas hamazon? Why don't you say a birchas mitzvah before reciting? And you saw number one is that whenever the mitzvah itself is a bracha, it doesn't require a separate birchas mitzvah. That's you saw number one. Related to it is you saw number two, which is that even if the mitzvah itself is not a bracha, but the mitzvah is mekuyam in the context, in the mizgeret of a of brachos, then it also doesn't require a birchas mitzvah. Again, if the mitzvah itself is mekuyam, is fulfilled within the context of brachos, then it doesn't require a birchas mitzvah. And with this, the Rav answers a famous, famous kasha on, right, on the Leila Seder. What's one of the most famous kashas? Why isn't there a birchas mitzvah for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Everyone asks on the Haggadah. So the Rav's answer is that because, right, that mitzvah is fulfilled within the context of the brachos on the Dalam Kosos, Mimela, it doesn't require a separate birchas hamitzvah. So has this tie in? Says the Rav as follows. The reason why generally, right, Rav Amram Gon admits that you don't need a birchas hamitzvah for Kriyat Shema, because generally Kriyat Shema is fulfilled alongside the Birchos Kriyat Shema. So even though the Rav Lishitaso, the Birchos Kriyat Shema are not Birchos HaMitzvos, they're Birchos HaShevach, but the Yisod is when you're Mekayim a Mitzvah within the context of Brachos, albeit Birchos HaShevach, you don't require a Birchos HaMitzvah, right? I can't remember, you asked, according to the Birchos HaShevach approach, you asked, why doesn't it require a Birchos HaMitzvah? So that's a good question. The answer is according to the Rav, whenever you're being Mekayim a Mitzvah within the context of Brachos, Memela, there's no requirement of a Brachos Mitzvah. And it's only, says the Rav B'Shem Rav Haigon, when you're repeating Kriyat Shema alone, in that case, you're not surrounding it by any Brachos, so then you have to, then it requires a new Brachos HaMitzvah. So again, it's a very important Yisod, and we'll see a great riot to this from the Meiri in a few moments, this idea that even if generally speaking, the Brachos Kriyat Shema, Brachos HaShevach, there's a tzad to say that when you're saying Kriyat Shema alone, it requires a separate Birchas Mitzvah. What do you mean? It generally doesn't require Birchas Mitzvah. Why would you need it in this situation? Answer is because generally, if you're surrounding the Mitzvah with Brachos, even their Birchas HaShevach, the Melo, that's Potir, the requirements of Birchas Mitzvah, only when you're repeating it on its own, does it require Birchas Mitzvah. Yeah, Birchas.
What if somebody says, you didn't need a Birchas Mitzvah?
What?
Would somebody sense beyond you didn't need to make a Birchas Mitzvah? Because
is that one more time? Would
if you know that you didn't make a Birchas Mitzvah,
yeah,
later.
Okay.
You
like Rashi.
Say, you would still be able to say that now? That
no, I don't think so.
You normally do the mitzvah
in the context. You'd have to, let's say she does Rashi. Rashi says you don't repeat it later. He's going to have to have and we said, oh, Rashi, she tells us to hold the Birchas HaShevach. You still will have to answer the question, which is, why isn't there a Birchas HaMitzvah here? Right? And you can't give this answer because, oh, it's surrounded by brachos because of Kriyat Shema HaMitzvah when it's not surrounded by brachos and yet you're not making a Birchas HaMitzvah. So you have to have some other answer to that question. Yeah, Ephraim.
One of the Tyson she says that the brachos are just Rabbanon,
Pesach, and Sedim. Which those are you referring to?
The Tyson she does that, just Takin Rabbanon. Takin Rabbanon.
That's by Gula Richta.
Right, right.
Okay.
I mean, just Rabbanon randomly put it here.
That's a good question. Presumably, if a mitzvah is surrounded by brachos, it is connected for some reason. There is a fundamental connection between Dalad Kosos and Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's not a coincidence there. It obviously is a connection between Birchos Kriyashma and Kriyashma. So presumably the Rav would say that there has to be a connection. That's how I would assume. Good. So again, so far in terms of this mahalach that you need to accompany the mitzvah with Birchos Kriyashma. First we had Rav Haigon, then we had this Rav Amram Gon, and now let's go to Ben's Tosos and Daf Yud Gimel. Right, Ben's been asking me about this Tosos and Yud Gimel and Aleph. It's very similar to Rav Haigon. Let's just see it inside, and then we'll see the Nitziv as a fascinating comment on Tosos. So let's see Tosos and Yud Gimel and Aleph. It's the same context as Rav Haigon. Ephraim, would you mind? Top Tosos and Yud Gimel and Aleph. Dear Masl Hayokore and Kivin Libo Yatsa. Right, so again, the Rishali says, you see from the Mishnah, that the Birchos Kriyat Shema are obviously not ma'akev. Fine. Exactly. So again, right, so Tosos really agrees with Rav Haigon, that really everyone agrees that the Birchos Kriyat Shema are ma'akev, the mitzvah, albeit only by the tzibur and not by the yachid. So again, from Tosas, at least in certain circumstances, right? There's a problem. There's a chisaron in the mitzvah when you don't accompany it with the Birchos Kriyat Shema. But the question is again, what's this chilik between tzibur and yachid? So let's see a very interesting insight by the Netziv and Merome Sadeh, which I think will help us explain, this notion of the Birchos Kriyat Shema being ma'akev the bracho, the mitzvah, and maybe we can utilize this chiluk. He doesn't, but maybe we can utilize this chiluk to be mazvir, this chiluk between tzibur and yachid. I'm a little short on time, so just go to the underlined part. Number six. You got it, Adir? Do you see Rami says that? The background explaining what's this idea of the brachos being ma'akev kriyat shema. What is that even? What's the idea coming from? So will I yesh lomar? Why? So Netziv adds this new fact which we haven't seen, which is maybe the reason why it's ma'akev is because tekachu nusach hatzvila. Because the Birchos Kriyat Shema with the Mitzvos Kriyat Shema all integrate into the nusach hatzvila. And once Kriyat Shema or Birchos Seah become the nusach hatzvila, so that could be the basis of understanding why, right, once you mess up part of the nusach, you mess up the entire nusach. And with this, I think we can explain perhaps the chiluk between yachid and tzibur. Because generally speaking, right, the nusach ha-tzvila by the tzibur can be different than the nusach ha-tzvila by the yachid. What are some examples of, right, of Rabbim-specific tzvilos? Slichos, chazaras hashatz, right? What? Baruch Hu Dvarim Shem Kedusha. Right, there are many parts of tzvila which are dafka the Rabbim. So once you take this yesod of the netziv, that the basis of the ikov is that they both integrate into the nusach ha-tzvila, perhaps you can utilize that to now explain the chiluk between tzibur and yachid that both Rav Haigon has and Tosos. To say, right? To say this idea that perhaps dafka for the tzibur, right? The nusach ha-tzvila for the tzibur is to say kriyat shema im birchoseh. And therefore, if you lack the brachos, there's a chisaron in the entire nusach ha-tzvila. Mashenki by yachid, right? The mitzvah was separated. So again, I think just this yisod of the netziv, where it's all about nusach tzvilah, I think it opens up right a pesach to be mazvir the chiluk between yachid and tzibur. Yeah, Ezra.
Be yachid, you're still saying the nusach tzvilah, so the concept of kol v'shana should still apply. So what is?
But again, it could be that the notion of being one unit that could dafka be by the tzibur. The notion of Kriya Shema u'Birchos Seah is a one package deal, such that if you miss out on the Birchos Kriya Shema, there's a chisaron even in the Kriya Shema, that could be limited to the tzibur. Ashen ken the yachid, yeah. there's a separate nusach of Birchos Kriyat Shema and a separate nusach of Kriyat Shema. That's what you could say. Again, it needs still a little work in terms of why specifically when it came to the tzibur do they want this integration and not by the yachid, but again, at least it's a Pesach. Yeah.
He's assuming not like the Prima Gadol in terms of the last one on Shana Yotzi the Chavasa. He sounds like, Taka, you're not Yotzi.
Not sure. I know you're very into that, but I know because you like Tosas being Mamish. Again, earlier actually in the Tziv says, like, Lo Yotachin. That, you see the third line? Is that Vat Dai Emes? The brachos enam akvos as a mitzvah. So I think he's too. He's not talking about a doraisa level. Okay, fine. So again, in terms of this mahalach, that the brachos are ma'akiv in some way the mitzvah. Rav Hai Gon, Rav Amram Gon, and this Tosos. Now let's look at a couple more rayas from the Rishonim. The ra'ah, very very important ra'ah. So again, the ra'ah I have on source number 7. So again, the ra'ah is commenting on Yugimel Beis, right, on the Gemara of Yudah Chassid. Sorry, not Rabbi Yudah Chassid. Rabbi Yudah Hanasi, right? So Rabbi Yudah Hanasi, it sounds like that was a great raya. If you give an example, you have a mitzvah without the Birchos Kriyat Shema. So again, we don't have time for all of it, but after quoting and says, oh, you see from here that there can be certain circumstances where you just do the mitzvah without the Birchos Kriyat Shema, comes along the ra'ah, oh, you'll just see it two lines out from the bottom. It says, Miu lo mechuver, lo mechuver shapir. The Ra'ah says, don't bring a raya. This is sort of what you guys were pushing back at me, right? Don't bring a raya from Rabbi Yudah Hanasi. That's the exception, because he was in the middle of the shir, and Tarasa Umnaso. That's the only case where you can separate the mitzvah from the Birchos Kriyat Shema. But generally, it's why I continue. But generally speaking, you need to connect the Birchos Kriyat Shema to the mitzvahs Kriyat Shema. Therefore, says Ra'ah, very fascinating. Oh, if you just quickly, what do you skip? The words. Exactly. The Ra'ah, she tells us, says, don't ever think to be mekayim your mitzvah of Shema and Birchos HaShachar, because then you're fulfilling the mitzvah without the Birchos Kriyat Shema. So he changes the nusach. The nusach and Birchos HaShachar, you have to take out the word Shema Yisrael just to make sure that you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. You notice what he says? Hachim b'bayil al lemeimer. Therefore, in Birchos HaShachar, you have to say umyachdim eshimcha pamayim bi'ahava ve'omrim Hashem lokein Hashem achad. Right? To make sure that you don't fulfill the mitzvah without the Birchos Kriyat Shema. Why is this Ra'ah l'shitasa? What does Ra'ah hold about the Birchos Kriyat Shema? No. Birchos HaMitzvah. Remember on Yugimel? Where he says, these Birchos Kriyat Shema are Einam Kishar Birchos HaMitzvos. And he says, oh, Alpha Pekin, they're not Makiv. So the Ra'ah L'shitaso to holding on Yugimel that the Birchos Kriyat Shema are Birchos HaMitzvos, L'shitaso says, don't bring a riot from the story of Rabbi Yudah HaNasi. That's the exception, but most cases you should never separate the mitzvah from the Birchos Kriyat Shema. Yeah.
Actually, you would agree to the Jesus that said that if you don't have enough time to say, then you should say it then.
We'll get there in the grow. We'll get there. Unclear. Unclear. We'll see, there might be another way out of it. So we'll get there when we get to the grow. Okay. So yeah, the raw. Now let's look at the Me'iri. The Me'iri, the Rav doesn't bring this as a Raya, but the Me'iri is a great Raya to the Rav. Right? Let's see, the Me'iri is going to have two different Shittos, which at first glance don't seem to work together, but in light of the Ravs you showed earlier, they will. Yisrael, do you see the Me'iri on source number 8?
Yes.
Right, so in any situation where you can only say the brachos, either you don't know Shema, or the sitter you only that you have only says the brachos, they don't have Shema. Either way, in a case where your only option is to say the Birchos Kriyat Shema without Shema itself. The question is there a value to that? Continue. So what's a shita? What types of brachos are they? Birchos ha shevach, and therefore it makes sense to even say them, right, without the mitzvah. But now let's see on the other end. So So again, Yod Birchos Kriyat Shema or generally Birchos HaShevach. Right. So again, but they, the ikur generally chatzchila, you're supposed to accompany, right? Say the birchos hashavach next to kriyat shema, and in meila there's no chiyuv of a birchos hamitzvah, but mikol makom. But in the flip case. In the flip case where you're only saying Shema, and you don't know the long Birchos Kriyat Shema, what should you say? This Birchos HaMitzvah, Sher Kedishanu, Likro HaShema, like Rav Amram called. So again, at first glance, doesn't make sense. The Miri holds that if you don't know the long Birchos Kriyat Shema, say Birchos HaMitzvah. Based on that alone, you would assume that means the Birchos Kriyat Shema are also Birchos HaMitzvah. Just if you don't know the long version, do a short version. But yet we know from the beginning of the Miri, then the Miri holds that what are the Birchos Kriyat Shema? They're really Birchos HaShevach. So what is that? So generally Birchos Kriyat Shema, Birchos HaShevach. But if you can't say the Birchos Kriyat Shema, you say a Birchos HaMitzvah. What's going on here? It's exactly the Yesod of the Rav. The Yesod of the Rav is that yes, the Birchos Kriyat Shema, Birchos HaShevach. Once you have the Birchos, once you have the Mitzvah surrounded by Brachos, Memela, as he says, Memela, there's no Chiyav of a Birchos HaMitzvah. But if you're not going to have the Birchos Kriyat Shema anymore, you're doing the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema alone, then you're going to require a Birchos HaMitzvah. So the Meiri, as a Rishon, is this, exactly this Yesod, as the Rav is trying to explain with the Rav Amram Gon, that even if right the mitzvah requires a Birchos HaMitzvah beforehand, that doesn't mean that generally the Birchos Kriyat Shema are Birchos HaMitzvah. In economy, Birchos Kriyat Shema are generally Birchos HaShevach, and it's just Bichaya Gavna with the mitzvah surrounded by brachos, mamela, you're putter from a birchas mitzvah. But when it comes to the, you know, if you're doing the mitzvah alone, of course you need a birchas hamitzvah before. So the Meiri, like the Ra and the earlier Makoros, are clearly saying that you can't do the mitzvah without a birchas hamitzvah. But the Meiri has added a twist, even though, right, generally the birchas kriyat shema are birchas ha-shevach. Okay. Two last Makoros, bring them more lemaisa to this idea that you can't do the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema.
You said the second bracha is the ikur is the chiyuv haTorah.
No, that was the explain what the shevach is.
Oh,
I think so. Ela brachos elu, right? Plural. Ikarin laatzma niskenu. Rishon, what are they about? Rishon is for the mitzias hayom v'ahor. The second one is about the chiyuv Torah. I think, but it's a shevach.
About the chiyuv Torah.
I think like it's like the b'mishabeach Hashem for giving us this mitzvah. I think. The clearly says v'yifkiu behem milavarach asher k'dashana. Right. That's what it sounds like. Oh. So again, the famous shita of the, yeah.
I think it's a bit different.
Yeah.
Still also the
fact that
mitzvah. I mean,
Rabbanan
didn't want to
lafkia. But he says, v'yefkiu behem milavarach asher. It sounds like, because you have the birchos hashevach, because the birchos of kriyat shema,
didn't want to change the...
Now, therefore, they say, memela, there's no chiyuv of a birchos hamitzvah. That's what I'm understanding. Because there's a birchos hashevach, memela, hefkiu behem, to say a birchos hamitzvah. But if you don't have the Birchos Kriyat Shema, then you do, in that case, you do. So I think it's the same. Oh. So the Gra, again, famously holds of this Shita, that you can't do the mitzvah without the Birchos Kriyat Shema, and therefore the Gra is upset by the Rama. Right? The Rama, who paskin that Rabbeinu Yehuda Chassid, that, oh, if you see that the Tzibur is delaying, that you should just be Yotze with the Kriyat Shema during Birchos HaShachar. So the Gra, you see in source number 10, Noam, do you see it? The Gra in source number 10? Stop there, right? Gra says, it doesn't make sense to be Yotze the mitzvah without the brachos. So again, the Bir Halacha in source number 11 has a suffix within the Gra. This is important. He's not sure what case the Gra is talking about. If you look back at source number 9, the case of the Ramah, right? Noam, would you mind? The Ramah that the Gra is coming again, number 9? Right. He says kilafamim. Sounds like from the pashpshan the Ramah is that sounds like in all cases you should be mechavin to be yotzei, because sometimes you end up delaying it. So the Bir Halacha is Mesupak. Is the Gra just arguing in the case where you're going to make it in time? And say, in the case where you're going to make it to Kriya Shema Birchosa in time, so then of course you shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't be yotzei with the first one without the brachos. But oh, in the case where you're not going to make it, then even the Gra is going to admit. And this is what Eliyahu was saying. Or, says the Bir Halacha, or maybe is the Gra saying, even in the case where the tzibur is not going to make it in time, you still shouldn't just be mechavin to be yotzei with the Kriya Shema. Then what's the option going to be? What's the alternative? Daven b'yichidus. According to the second day in the Bir Halacha, the Gra is so bothered by separating the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema from the Birchos Kriyat Shema that he says better to daven Kriyat Shema u'birchosea early, and then the Amida all b'yichidus, than to wait for the tzibur who's going to miss it. And then, or better than even be mechavin to be yotze with the Kriyat Shema alone in Birchas HaShachar. So again, the two days in the Bir Halacha, when you have this clash between Tzvila B'Tzibur and Kriyat Shema in Birchas HaShachar, which one comes first? He's not sure. He's going to finish up and then I'll take a question. So again, Bir Halacha is mesupik within the Gra. Again, we have this clash between Tzvila B'Tzibur and, you know, saying Kriyat Shema alone, which one comes first? So while it's a suffix in the Gra, Reb Chaim, again, is also quoted on that same piece in Eretz Tzvi. Reb Chaim is quoted as holding that saying Kriyat Shema in Birchos Hoseah comes before Tzvila B'Tzibur. Says Reb Chaim Halach L'Maisa, at least for Reb Chaim, that if the Tzibur is delaying, right, is not going to make it in time, better to daven b'yichidus, to have Kriyat Shema with the brachos, and then you have to obviously follow that up with your Tzvila B'yachid, right, davening alone, then to be yotze your Kriyat Shema now without the brachos. So Reb Chaim again says, Halacha L'maisa, he holds so stark of this idea that you need to accompany the Kriyat Shema with the brachos, that Halacha L'maisa, that even overrides Tzvila B'Tzibur. If the Tzibur is delaying, better to just daven B'yachidus than to be yotze your Kriyat Shema right now alone. And the Rav explains, because the whole vort of, the Rav, the whole idea of Tzvila B'Tzibur, Tzvila B'Tzibur takes Tzvila and upgrades it. But Tzvila B'Tzibur, as a fact, will never tell you to, like, to daven Tzvila, right, kneged the Hilchos Tzvila. Right, Tzvila B'Tzibur will never justify doing a Tzvila in a less than ideal fashion. Because the whole idea of Tzvila B'Tzibur is that once you have a good Tzvila, Tzvila B'Tzibur takes it to the next level. But says the Rav, the Vorn of Reb Chaim, is that Tzvila B'Tzibur will never justify davening Tzvila incorrectly. And therefore, you would never say, oh, because it's Tzvila B'Tzibur, say, you know, be yotze your Kriyat Shema without the bracha. So again, so take all questions in a moment, but all these makaros that we've had, again, in the second Mahalach, we've had, right, Rav Haigon, Rav Amram Gon, Tosin and Yud Gimel, the Ra'ah, the Me'iri, the Grub, and Reb Chaim, all saying that the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema requires the Birchos Kriyat Shema, either because the Birchos Kriyat Shema Birchos HaMitzvah, or like the Rav, that even if they're the Birchos HaShevach, they're Metukan to be specifically be connected to the mitzvah. We'll stop here for Hashem Visiting Day. I'll take all the questions.
That's only the chakras.